inside the Conical Theater studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, just gentlemen, this is Umbrella Man, and in the Comic Book Haters studio, I have a special guest, Schooly G.
Hello.
We're going to talk with Schooly today, a little word association, give him a few topics, and just some short answers on how he feels about these topics. So I've written a list of 10 things, and we're just going to get right down to brass tacks here and ask Schooly the words and see what he has to say about them. Okay, first word. Just, and whatever comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you want to talk.
Gotcha.
Catwoman.
Catwoman. Sexy bitch.
Sexy bitch.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah, definitely.
Agreed.
Okay.
Next topic. Green Lantern.
Fucking retarded.
Well, you know,
elaborate?
That's a good answer.
Do you want me to
yeah, a little elaboration on
Let
this
me elaborate
topic.
A little bit. I think anything that is like now, am I correct in saying that the Green Lantern is it passed down or there are several
Green Lanterns, and they all have their rings. And
I don't
it's
like
a club.
That.
Like
I don't
a core.
I don't like that.
Don't like it.
Don't like it one bit.
Okay.
Hokey.
Okay. Now, next topic. One of the great arch villains of all time, Lex Luthor. Bald man.
Yeah, very bald, definitely. I would say just overblown, you know, like it's okay, we get it, he's a supervillain. And you know, I'm familiar mostly with the TV version of Lex Luthor. But the comic book I assume is very similar. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I'm not a Superman expert, but let me ask you this. You think that a lot of Lex Luthor's motivation is because he's bald? It's a bit of compensation?
I'll bet that's a hot topic somewhere on the internet.
Probably
but
so.
But I don't know if I can qualify
very,
to say.
You know, very George Costanza, Larry David, you know, the hang-ups. While not arch-villains, very concerned with the bald community.
Well, perhaps that is it, but I don't know.
Okay.
All right, next word.
Well, you're wearing a hat, so I really can't tell how you feel on the subject. So, and of baldness.
Oh, of bald. Why? I've lost several. Yeah.
Well,
we're all getting.
You know.
I'm going
older.
That way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next character is somebody I think is very near and dear to your heart. Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner. Stand up fella. Yeah.
Stand up fella.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Also, okay, next topic, we'll move on.
Keep rolling.
Next topic, also, another, on the flip side of the coin, another character that may be very near and dear to Schooly's heart, Destro. Childhood friend?
Destro! I'm trying to think of, just even a phrase or a couple of words that would describe, shiny-headed messiah. Huh?
Messiah. I don't think I have anything else to say on that one, folks.
Okay.
Okay, next topic, Wonder Woman's invisible jet.
That's just ridiculousness. I mean, come on, invisible jet. Next question.
Okay. This one, I think, we might not get to the rest of the topics on this one, but...
Let me guess, Moon Knight.
Close? Cappy.
Cappy.
He's not himself a comic book character.
True.
He is involved in the comic book haters milieu.
Yeah, the realm. Yeah.
The realm.
Yeah, he's in the universe, yeah. I'm not going to say anything bad about the guy. He's not here.
It's never stopped you before.
Generally, it hasn't. Cappy's Cappy. I mean, what can you say about him? Let's just leave it at that. Cappy's a Cappy.
Okay. Fair enough. Cappy, I think you got off easy.
He got off easy on that one.
Okay, now here's another topic that may be controversial.
He doesn't listen anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
F Cappy
yeah,
for not
definitely.
Listening. Comic books.
Comic books. Overrated.
Overrated.
Totally overrated.
Hmm.
And overpriced, I might add.
Especially Golden Plates.
Yeah, fucking, was it $8 a pop or something?
Or anything that, like, Warren Ellis has written,
yeah,
except for Planetary.
Including.
Okay, next topic. Captain America.
Patriot.
Patriot. So,
Patriot.
You view him as a a good character, a role model, something that the American youth should aspire to?
Well, let's not say that, but let's say, you know, he's an all right guy, right? I mean, and a decent superhero, I'd say.
Okay, Bush, Captain America.
They're both fictional characters.
I don't think we need to say anything more exactly. on that topic. And, okay, on the last topic I have for you here, heartthrob of the superhero world, Lois Lane.
Oh, heartthrob nothing. She's just some two-bit whore in the Superman universe. Give me something more meaty, like...
Mary Jane?
No, something better. I'm trying to think of a better comic. Spider-Woman, or a...
She's pretty sexy, and
big,
I know...
Big-titty bitch.
I know Luke Cage has a thing for Spider-Woman.
Well, there you go. And you can't. And Luke Cage is never wrong.
Okay, I think that's all the questions I have for Schoology. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Comic Book Haters Guild Studio. Thank you.
Inside the Comic Book Haters Studio.